Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Well, here it is, the day we've all been waiting for. Sometime in the next 24 hours, the 64th session of the Montana Legislature will conclude its work and both chambers will adjourn sine die. Sine die means without day, which means the legislature adjourns without assigning a day to meet again. For all of you homeschoolers out there taking Latin, I do know that it's actually pronounced sine die, but the legislature says sine die, and if there's one thing you learn at the legislature, it's that you don't mess with tradition. These last few hours of the session will be marked by hurry up and wait. A few of the legislators are meeting in last-minute conference committees, but the vast majority are cleaning out their desks and killing time until the next floor session. The last big hurdle was cleared yesterday when the Conference Committee on House Bill 2 approved the final version of the budget. And true to form, government spending will increase once again. This is because of a small group of so-called responsible Republicans who joined with Democrats to give Governor Bullock everything he wanted. It left the majority of Republicans in both chambers licking their wounds, but that's a topic for another day. Since the only constitutionally mandated reason for the legislature to even meet is to pass the budget, they've almost succeeded in passing the session's major goal. Once that happens, the motion to adjourn sine die can happen at any moment. That means any bills still in the pipeline are on life support, because once the motion to adjourn is adopted, everything comes to a screeching halt. Committees no longer meet, the Capitol goes silent, and legislators head for home like a herd of drowned cows headed for water. The final gavel marks the end of the session, and it also signals the death of any bill still in the process. It's a bittersweet moment, a time to savor victories and reflect on defeats, but mostly it's a time to go home and reconnect with the families that they left in January. It's a tough process, and we commend all legislators on both sides of the aisle for your sacrifice and service to our state. Have we agreed with you on all of your decisions? Of course not, but that's not how this process is designed to work. From the Montana Family Foundation's perspective, it's been a good session. As I've said before, job one for us is to kill the bad bills, and in that regard, we succeeded almost without exception. Job two is to pass some good bills, a task made difficult when liberals control the governor's office. Even then, some of our good bills were signed into law, and we have four more sitting on the governor's desk awaiting his decision. Overall, the legislative process is stressful, contentious, and challenging, and we appreciate those who spend months campaigning and then spend 4 months away from their families to try to make Montana a better place for us all. There's always talk about going to annual sessions, but I for one say no. Biennial sessions are the great compromise. Legislators would like to meet every year. The Constitution says that they'll meet for 90 days every 2 years, and the people would rather they met for 2 days every 90 years. That's because the people are only safe when the legislature's not in session. So as the 64th session of the Montana Legislature comes to an end, and the last taillight of the last legislator's car heads over the mountains out of Helena, we say, sleep well, Montana. You're safe for another 2 years. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.